We use them a little on the farm, but we use them mostly in logwood. We done logging and everything. That's it.
Now, where did you log here in Scott County, too?
Yeah. Old Coalhill Company up there. I logged 3 years on that track, logging a big poplar out there.
That pretty
some
hard
of them's work? Biggest down the end of the tips over look on the top of it.
Yeah. That's pretty hard work.
I went to logging that when I was 12 years old, driving 4 mules. Logged 3 years.
Oh.
Got two when I was about 15.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty young to be logging in it. That's pretty young to be going to work there.
End up driving 6 head of horses. Started in 4 and ended up with 6. Done all the rough logging last, and we had to have 6 head of horses and wagons and get up them mountains with.
Did you, and the oxen, were they easy to work with?
Yeah, they're pretty easy to work with. We had a fellow in the woods go over the oxen and skid the log and bunch them working on a skidway before I could load them. I had to load them with mules.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Paramules and all of them.
Mm-hmm. At paramules, they used two of them?
I had 2 paramules and a wagon that had 4 heads. I'd take my leaders out and roll the logs on with them with chain blocks, you know.
Yes, yes. That sounds like hard work. did y'all keep things like hogs and chickens and all on the farm?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I killed back when they were grading double tracking the railroad through here in 1915-16. I killed 22 head of hogs and beef one day, me and another fella.
Did you butcher them all yourself?
Butchered me and another fella, yeah. I was a butcher down at home all the time.
Yeah.
We used to kill for our own use, and the hard men worked down, but they'll keep telling me too. We'd kill about 10, 12 hogs every winter, you know, big, way around from 300 to 800 pounds.
Big hogs, don't you? About what time of year would y'all kill those hogs?
Well, around November, from November on up the first of the year. Mm-hmm. But now, this contractor down there was building railroads. Whenever he wanted a bunch of hogs, we had a big bunch all the time running in on the clover. Well, we just kill them. Any time he wanted, we'd kill them, get them very fast.
Yes, yes. Could you tell me about slaughtering the hogs? What all did you do when you butchered them? Can you tell me about that?
Well, we was up to... Back when I killed so many, we had just a big 60-gallon wooden barrel. It was full there. We need rock with the, we need an iron or rock, whatever we had. And a big log was there. Put it in that barrel and see the water, but get the stuff that we wanted. So we could get that hog in here and pull it to him. Water him up and down and around. And in with them, put the elevator in, and take them out on a big platform around there. And this fellow, he scraped the hair off while I was dressing the oven, gutting him down and dressing him up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What all kinds of different cuts of meat would you get off the hog?
Well, we'd get the shoulder and the ham and the middle, and then we'd take the ribs out, and we'd take the flesh part of the middle for bacon, the lean fricket part of it.
Yes, sir.
And we kept the fat back, we call it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Salt it down and used cooked beans with them, one thing or another like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it would render right next to the backbone. They would strip that tenderloin out. We'd render that up in lard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All the fattest part.
Yes, sir. Did they ever use the... y'all ever make sausage or anything like that?
Yeah, we made sausage out of scrap primitive meat. We used the scraps we trimmed off the hams and shoulders.
Yes, sir.
Rounded up, made sausage.
Mm-hmm. What would y'all use for casings? Did y'all...
Huh?